Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for rocking with us. This is the Gentleman's Club. It's your man, Kick718. I got my co-host, Fate Uno, in the building. What's really good, brother?
Yo, peace, y'all. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, my man is in the building. He's coming in crisp. And y'all hear it's live, man. Yo, we ain't been back in a minute, man. How you been?
Good, man. Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year, my brother. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah and all that fly shit, bruh.
It's been a minute, man.
Yo, it's crazy out in the streets, man. Listen, I want to start the show off by paying my respects and my condolences to my man, Combat Jack. He was a leader of the hip-hop game. He was a lawyer turned podcaster that unfortunately lost his battle with cancer. Fuck cancer. In the ass, dead ass. We want to give everyone pay our homage to Combat Jack and everybody that's part of that show, man. And yeah, you know, we salute you, brother. We hope you're up there and you're doing good things. But you know, Fate, what's good, man? How you been?
Chilling, man.
Damn, I ain't seen you in like 2 months, man.
It's been
It seems like a long time though.
It's been a minute. The holidays were crazy.
Word?
We made coquito.
Oh, shit. That Puerto Rican swag
we
shit?
We made pasteles.
Yo, how good was that shit, though?
It was good,
and bro. Niggas was drunk every day off that?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We drank a bit of
you
that.
You guys are so out of pocket. I love it. Yo, yeah. Listen, yo, shout out to Puerto Rico one time, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, they finally started getting lights back.
Yeah.
God, that's so great to hear. It was heartbreaking. Like, heartbreaking because, you know, while everybody's happy
right.
to hear, you know, to celebrate, you know, the folks on the island were eating shit for fucking 70 days, 80 plus.
Crazy. Man. Yeah, no ice. You have to make lines just to get ice, to get gas.
Just to wash your ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough, you know, because on the human level, you know, that could happen to us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's just say we have a solar flare or an EMP. I'm wildin' right now.
Yeah, you're wildin', son.
I'm wildin'. We have any of those things happen way back in the Stone Age. But, these, you know, y'all are us. Like, I know you Puerto Rican, my G, and fucking presidents out there throwing basketball shots at everybody and all kind of crazy-ass shit with the fucking papers. You know,
paper towels, who fucking does that, bro? That's crazy. So,
like, I don't even think Hitler ever did any stupid ass shit. Like, and I'm going there to take it there for a reason. Because he said, you know, he was talking about shithole countries.
Yeah.
I'm from El Salvador, baby. I'm the American dream. I snuck over, I made it happen, and we're here making this fucking live ass show.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't say that I'm not an honest tax-paying citizen. Motherfucker, I got my citizenship. I'm fucking official. I'm just like him, baby. It's like my hair look better than him, though. Yo, Faye, come on, man. Talk to me. Faye, what's really good?
Yeah, so the holidays were good, man. And so tonight, you know, we have something special for everybody, for all the internets.
The internets, my God. The interconnected networks.
Yes.
We are all one.
Yeah.
We pump the same blood.
Yeah.
We breathe the same air.
Yeah.
The internet is so important.
So let's let them know what we're drinking tonight.
Oh, tonight we are some Heineken shit for Kicks. But we're taking it light, though, because... One, all the guests turned us down, and they had other things to do. And fuck them, because they cool with us. But more importantly, me and my brother, we building right now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, we rocking Heineken, and he got some wine. You a wino, right, man?
Yeah, my man
got his McDonald's cup. my guy's so gully. He's so gully, he didn't even want to bring out the bottle. He just poured the shit in the fucking McDonald's cup.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, bro. And we've been fucked up off of sangria before.
Really,
and I bet, yo, that shit made me pass out. Fuck sangria in the ass because I don't like sangria for that reason. I can't drink that shit. It's too fruity, bro.
Yeah.
But that shit was love. That shit was love.
Yeah.
But what's really good, man, listen. These things that are going on in the world.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
I heard you had some things that you wanted to talk to me about, bro. Let's go.
What we got? You sent me this...
I sent you a link earlier in the day.
A link.
But it's I guess it's like a microcosm of what's really going on in the world.
We're talking about Hollywood. All the shit that's going on in Hollywood.
All the pedophilia shit, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you say pedophilia, right? I'm going to sound crazy for the internet. And if y'all don't like that shit, they think I'm crazy. Fuck that, and y'all will be all right.
Let me play a little.
Go. You and I have been talking about this for 18, 19 years, something like that. And now people seem to be listening finally. It's getting frequent enough. Now, back then, when we first started talking about this, you remember people saying, oh, well, people are just talking about it more now.
It's always been around.
Exactly. You agree with me on asking Adam, and you were shaking your head vigorously. I'm going to ask you the same question in just a second, but Todd first.
Yeah.
Do you agree that this is something that is becoming of epidemic proportion as it's growing?
I think that it has always been around, but it's becoming larger than ever now because the internet has changed the whole game of it, I think. Mm-hmm. It has given pedophiles the opportunity to do things more than they've been able to do.
So let's talk about pedophilia.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think this is some crazy shit going on right now.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we're hearing about it in Hollywood, but I think this shit goes on everywhere.
You think it's multifaceted? It's just not Hollywood?
This is not just Hollywood, bro. Yeah. This happens.
Okay. Talk to me.
I think this shit happens in school. This shit happens in daycares. This shit happens in hospitals. This shit happens everywhere, bro.
Okay.
These people are everywhere.
Damn, that's heavy. Yeah. That's heavy.
That's my perspective.
Not course. You know what I mean? I respect that. But you saying to me it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's not just the beautiful people.
No.
I fuck with Marilyn Manson, but the beautiful people, it's not just happening to them. Mm. Why do you think that's not happening just to them?
I think in the world, I think we need to understand that in this world that we're living in, there's people, I think, you know, there's these people that I classify as predators.
You said that to me, yes.
Yeah, we spoke about this earlier.
Yes, sir. Internet, we just said that. Listen, we fucked around and we spent like an hour and a half talking that shit between men. And this is, he's bringing home a point to that.
So, you know, when you're born, you know what I mean? I think based on your environment, you develop who you are. And then you start growing from there.
Okay.
But I think, you know, I think there are people that are born that with certain personality types or certain tendencies, you know, or they have life experiences that, you know, they just become really fucked up, you know?
Okay.
Or they were just born that way. So I think there's people that are born
just wrong.
Just fucked up. They're just, okay. That's how they are. That's how they think. Okay. There's no explanation to it.
You know,
I think there's people that are just, that's just the way they are. And I think part of navigating this world, you know, is having that truth, understanding that there's predators out there and you got to protect yourself.
Okay.
You know, you can't just fall and be prey, you know.
Of course not. Who the fuck want to be prey?
Yeah, but I think part of learning how not to be prey for some of us that are not predators, that we're just, you know, good, kind-hearted people that have these... You know, I want to say, I guess we have a moral compass, you know.
Ooh, heavy.
You know what I mean?
He just used a moral compass in a sense as a statement. I love it.
Yeah, you know, this, like I said, you know, this is my opinion. But if you're born with a moral compass.
Okay.
You know it's wrong to want to fuck with some kid's innocence.
And, okay.
And use them for your own sexual gratification when you're an adult. That's some sick shit. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I think people that are norm, quote unquote, I want to say people that have a compass.
Okay.
They just know that shit is wrong. And then there's people that don't have a compass.
Mm.
They think they can do whatever the fuck they want, period.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think having money heightens that sense?
I think having money is just, you know, or being in a position of power.
Or how about the opportunity? Because if you weigh money and opportunity against each other, I think opportunity is always going to win. Because if you know or you feel like you can do some shit and get away with it, you're going to do it. more so than money.
Interesting that you say doing shit and get away with
you
it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that brings me to the next.
Let's go talk the next about it. Topic. Let me know what you're working on.
Let's talk about the U.S. Olympic, gymnastic Olympics. I don't know if you've heard about
it. Yeah, I heard about it.
With that guy.
150 strong, beautiful, resilient women told this fucking monster, fuck you in your face, son. You ain't going to break me.
Exactly.
Because I'm still here.
Right.
Goddamn, that's heavy.
That's some crazy shit.
And
he molested and did all kinds of shit to these women.
Now
since
Faye,
they were young.
Since they were young. Now, Faye, let me ask you something, right? We both have daughters.
Oh, God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How does that touch you? How do you feel? How do you express that when you know that you have a daughter of that age, almost where they start?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I have an older and a younger daughter where it almost could start. How does that reside with you?
See, here's the thing. I think, you know, it's important to teach kids about their sexuality.
Okay.
And I think it's important for parents to be open about sexuality with their kids. I think kids should learn that shit at home.
Yeah.
I don't think they should learn that shit on their own at school.
Absolutely. That shit is so it's so true. It's the people that signed up for sex ed class.
Uh-huh.
Them motherfuckers can be crazy. They can be fucking eating an apple and getting jammed in the asshole all on the teaching my fucking kids about sex ed.
Right.
So I definitely agree with you there, B. It definitely needs to come from the people that are the closest to you.
Right.
To you, you spread that message.
Right. And having an awareness.
Of course.
Teaching kids about their sexuality.
Yeah, son.
It's never too young. I think, you know, it can't be taboo. It can't be taboo. You need to teach, you know, young girls, you know, I think... as early as, you know, these girls were getting molested at the age of 9.
Lord have mercy.
Because they thought they thought it was normal for him to give them a checkup without a glove.
Right.
I mean,
that's
what?
Too much,
so,
man. That's
you know, so where were the parents, you know, and they were saying, well, we were in camp, you know.
Right,
nobody
right.
knew. We thought this was just regular
stuff. They were
stuff.
Entrusted right. into the hands of professionals. That apparently weren't fucking professionals. The guy did not have a license in the state of Texas.
Why?
So that's, I think they call that malpractice.
Malpractice.
That's what it is, right? You fucking phoning it in one state. Home base of training everybody.
Right. And then the lack of education of sexuality, I think, that didn't happen at home.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can remember from the youngest age, I've always told my kid, listen, you know, and her mother,
all right.
you know, there's certain areas that no one should
ever touch you.
Never touch you in a certain way or whatever.
Right.
And I think that conversation needs to happen, I think, early on. And it needs to be reminded, you know, as kids are growing up. And we need to teach responsibly, you know, sexual education to the kids, you know. You know, that's basically it, you know. And teaching kids to ask questions about sexuality, that it's okay to say, you know, is it okay if someone touched me this way? You know, I felt uncomfortable with the doctor.
Right.
You know, or whatever. To just the fact that the kids can feel safe to talk about uncomfortable feelings with their parents.
Right.
You know, like, or just to ask.
Of course.
Mom, is this normal? You know, but I think because we put sex as such a, like,
a naughty thing.
Right.
Like, naughty.
Yeah.
But here's what fucks me up, right? That America or our society takes porno and anything that has to do with SCX and makes it a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, don't say this. Don't say that. But at the same time, listen, you know, these things happen. And we're doing a disservice to our children by not explaining to them.
Right.
These things should not happen. These people cannot touch you here, 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 and here. If they do, you need to say something.
And even educating kids and saying, you know, if a doctor, if you're a girl,
okay,
if a doctor's going to check you in certain areas, right, he needs to wear a glove. But first of all, that's the other thing. It's like, if he's going to be allowed to do those sort of checkups, you know, I think the parents needed to be informed. I don't know what the procedure was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
But obviously, he was getting away with it.
Of course. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was fucking... He was preying on these poor fucking girls that had no idea, that trusted his motherfucking monkey ass.
Right.
Okay.
So I think, you know, that's why the whole gymnastic movement right now.
Okay.
They were all like, this needs, you know, this all needs to change.
Right.
And talking about change, let's I don't know, I got this guy's name on my mind. What's his name? Hollywood. Let's talk about Hollywood for a minute.
Let's talk about Weinstein?
My man
Weinstein fucked everything up. But I'm going to say it like this. I think, I'm not even going to joke
say
like
it,
that.
Say
I'm
it.
Not,
no, go ahead.
Yo, listen,
this
listen.
Is a gentleman's podcast,
listen, I heard something, because it ain't going to be for me. You're not going to fucking call Kick 718 from that shit. They said the second that Hugh Hefner died, all this bad shit came out. He was the gatekeeper to all that fuck shit.
No shit.
Well, think about it. He's fucking Hugh Hefner. He's Mr. Playboy.
Yeah.
That's a bad joke, all right? Because I listen, it hurts, and it's fucked up that these women have been. My thing is this, right? I'm gonna tell you like this, Faye. I love the opposite of sex.
Mm.
I love talking to women, and there's no greater thrill than me talking to women and making them feel good.
Okay.
But the things that I've heard about what these Hollywood guys do, where they grab them by the head and push them towards their private region, that shit is mad corny.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think what happened was the girls thought, yo, we going to get with a guy that's got money, and he had other plans for her and did some ridiculousness, and it came back to bite him in the ass. Is that a reach? Am I reaching?
You're reaching.
Goddamn, I'm reaching. All right, I'm apologizing. Should I apologize now? I gotta apologize. We might have to edit this shit from the show. Fuck it. It doesn't even matter.
There's no edits in here, bro.
But listen.
We wanna run it through.
I think it's very important that these people that have done this harm come to light. And they have, right? From James Franco to obviously Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. So numerous people, they've had to reshoot movies with guys that have been accused.
No kidding.
Yeah. This one particular, I can't remember the name.
Okay.
The guy, Kevin Spacey. And matter of fact, Kevin Spacey said he didn't...
What did he do? I didn't really get into it.
Apparently, he got accused for doing some sexual predator shit. And then he went back and said, I didn't make my show for black people to watch it. So this is all in the same. This is like the past 48, 28 hours. Some shit like that. I got my hours back.
Uh-huh.
Shit is fucked up. He was out there talking this crazy stuff. But they had Mark Wahlberg come in and reshoot his stuff.
Okay.
So Mark Wahlberg reshoots all of his scenes. I think it's him. God, I hope it's him. Because I fucked that all up. I don't remember.
Mm.
And then they say Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.8 million to reshoot.
Okay.
And the thing is this, right? I think is it happened. They had to replace the guy. They paid him more money than they paid the woman, and I think it was a problem with that. I can't say for sure. And then if you're gonna have to forgive me, Kicks is a little saucy. I'm getting the facts. They're on the right path, but I can't say.
Well, I heard about it.
Well, fix that fake.
Let me see if I can help. But I heard that they contacted her to do the reshoot.
The reshoot.
I don't know which movie he was doing, but but what I did hear was that everybody was bugging out that Mark Wahlberg was. You know, he's getting paid.
He was paid.
He was getting paid. But they're not even, they weren't discussing the fact that she said, I don't want to get paid. I'll just do it for free.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because you're in the industry, my G. You hear things.
I just hear things.
You hear things. My guy's so smooth. He's silky smooth, baby.
That's what I heard.
Okay, okay.
I heard that she deliberately said, I don't need to get paid to do a reshoot. I'll just go in and do it. But, and the other thing is that Mark Wahlberg, he's, you know, he's
Mark
famous,
Wahlberg.
He's a famous guy and he's booked. And if he has to do a reshoot, he's not going to do it for free.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean?
Would you do it for free, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for free.
Oh,
Well, it depends what I'm doing. If it's okay. Just work. If it's work, it's work.
Okay.
You know, if it's not my fault, we got to do the reshoot, and I'm booked.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for money.
Okay. You know what I mean? And you should.
Need me, you know, and I think it's, in all fairness...
Faye, how much you asking,
you know
Faye?
I mean? No, no.
How much you asking, Faye?
I'm just saying that nobody was talking about the fact that she said.
Mm.
She said, I don't want to get paid.
Fuck.
You know?
All right. I
she said. So
I
if she says you don't want to get paid, that's on her. You know what I mean?
I would think so.
That's on her.
I would think so.
So I think that's what, you know, the internets need to research.
Internets, you need to research that.
Did she say?
What did she say?
Right, right. Yeah, leave a comment.
Dang.
You know, we want to know what she said because we just heard it. You know,
all right,
we're
reading off the internet ourselves.
Exactly.
Wow.
So there's one more story that we want to talk
about
tonight. You heard of that story with the couple that had like 12 kids?
Yeah, it was like 13.
Do you remember the guy's name?
Hold on, I'm gonna find the guy's name. I'm looking for some porn shit right now. inform the internet what the guys like. What happened?
Well, supposedly this married couple had 12 kids and basically had them prisoners in their house, and they weren't allowed to take showers except for once a year. It was some crazy. Shit like that, bro.
I think I found it. Good God. Okay. All right, so here we go, right? So we have a couple. It's 13 children kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Right? They were kidnapped?
Well, apparently, this is what they're saying, is they kidnapped. So the folks could get married, right? David Turpin, 57, he was a... I'm fucking this all up. I'm not even... So, the guy, David, he got with a chick in Texas, and they moved to California. And apparently they had, this is what it was. They were charged with 12 counts of torture, 7 counts of abuse, of dependent adult, 6 counts of child abuse, and 12 counts of false imprisonment. So, the things that they've said is, the oldest, I think they ranged, it was, what, like, 15 through like 29, but they were so malnourished,
damn,
that the 29-year-old looked like a 12-year-old.
Damn.
Who does that to their family? Who does that to their children?
That's some crazy shit.
What do you think about that, though?
Here we go.
So, Internet, he's getting this straight fuck.
I'm getting this shit.
He's getting it because I fucked that all up. You got
to excuse me. But this shit is crazy.
But it's gravy, though.
Let's give him a preview.
What life was like for the 13 hungry brothers and sisters allegedly held captive by their own parents in the House of Horrors.
How hungry was
the House of Horrors.
This is what the House of Horrors looked like when David and Louise Turpin bought it in 2013 for $350,000. Back then, it was a stylish model home for the development with 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. But it's claimed it became a grim and squalid prison for the 13 starving and emaciated children. Now, relatives of the Turpins are coming forward.
Wow. She's still my blood and I love her.
Louise Turpin's sister, Elizabeth Torres, told Good Morning America she was creeped out by her brother-in-law when she lived with the family 20 years ago.
Look like Shaggy. They look like Shaggy.
And watch me, and it was like a joke. He never touched me or anything.
She says she was forbidden to contact the Turpin children.
The whole family, I've asked for 20 years to be able to Skype them. And I want them to know that they do have family that they love, whether they know us or not.
Another sister, Teresa Robinette, spoke out on the Today Show.
We are as hurt and shocked and angry.
How did they not know they didn't take showers? That's what I want to know.
Who said that?
Well, if they, because the kids run the family.
The kids have their...
Somebody said that.
Teresa reportedly has six. On the surface, the Turpins seem to be a loving, if quirky, family, even bringing their brood to their wedding vow renewal ceremony in Las Vegas, officiated by an Elvis impersonator.
I fuck with Elvis, man.
Yeah, I'm going to pause it right there. That's some crazy shit,
let's go with it.
That's some crazy shit right there.
So, you hear this, Fate. You hear this, right?
Hmm.
And the dude, basically, is it the man's fault? Did he kidnap his wife and her kids?
I don't know.
Or how does that work? Because, listen, I get he wants to be king of the sandcastle. But why take all your children to be hostage? Were they all girls?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what happens? Like, what do you do? Like, the thing is this, right? I'm asking because the girl formulated a plan 2 years to try to make her escape. She makes her escape, and she fucking rats her father out. Where the fuck are the boys and all of that? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Like, I was raised by women. I have female daughters. And my question is what the hell happened there?
That's some crazy shit.
That's bogged down.
This was years of this shit, you know, and nobody fucking knows.
Got that? I heard the 29-year-old weighed like 89 pounds. Faye, when's the last time you weighed 89 pounds?
I need to lose 89 pounds.
You might just lose 89 pounds.
That much. I want to lose 30. You reach, 30 pounds.
Faye needs internet.
35.
I
need you to go to the house of hers, bro.
Yo, stop. Oh, you wild. God damn, I'll give him. And I'm shaking his head on this shit. He's so out of pocket. Listen, internet. We joke. You know, we joke.
Nothing personal.
And giggles.
This is just comedy.
Hey, it's fucked up, but yo, listen.
That's what makes it funny. It's like, that fucked up that you don't even imagine.
Yeah, no.
That somebody can do this.
Okay,
shit.
So let me ask you this: what's the difference between what happens here and what happens in North Korea or South Korea?
North Korea.
North Korea. The Hermit Kingdom.
The Hermit Kingdom?
That's what they call it.
They're calling it?
That's what they call it. You know why? Because they pass satellites over the country, and everybody's blacked out except for the main city. I don't even know. Pinyon, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
And my thing is this. Like, they've moved up the doomsday clock by like 30 seconds. Cause, you know, our president, right, Mr. Cheeto,
Mr. Grab him by the pussy.
Mr. Grab him by the pussy. Internet. Our president said, "Grab him by the pussy," and this is the same guy that's gonna lead us to war. He's gonna be good in the bunkers in California, in Colorado.
Yeah, you sure you wanna go there? You wanna get into the politics?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Listen, cause we gotta keep it funky. We're speaking for everybody that's gonna die when he chooses to push the button.
You know what's fucked up talking about pushing the button?
Let's go.
Did you hear about that shit that happened in Hawaii?
Oh my God, the guy! I feel bad for the guy.
No, but before you feel bad for that motherfucker, hold on a second.
Why am I not gonna feel bad for him?
Hold on a second. I'm driving to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the morning.
All right.
And I just turn on the radio.
Yeah.
And
the radio says
the radio just
motherfucker, you about to die.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because they were playing, they were doing a replay, they were doing a show.
Of course.
But I caught the show right when they were saying, beep, beep.
Right.
You know.
All the emergency signals.
Right. Pull over. You know, a bomb is about to hit Hawaii. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay.
I'm thinking it's happening for real because I didn't hear the news. I'm late in the news.
But hold on. So you're hearing this as it's happening as, to Hawaii.
Right. Well, somebody's replaying what happened to Hawaii.
Oh, wait, dig that.
But I didn't know it was a replay. So I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on the radio?
Okay.
I'm thinking this shit is coming. There's going to be something that's going to hit right now. Okay. And then I heard that it was a mistake. It was a show.
The guy pressed the wrong button.
Right, and then it was the wrong button. I was like, holy fuck, what kind of... That's fucked up. Imagine how I felt. I'm in Florida.
Okay.
And I caught the wrong message. I didn't even know it was a mistake.
So you freaked out.
I freaked out. So imagine living in Hawaii, hearing that message.
Right.
Imagine the panic that must have crossed everybody that was hearing it.
Okay, well, yeah, no, it's gotta be.
Imagine you thinking, holy shit, we're gonna die.
It's over.
It's over.
So okay, so can we say this? Can we say that life is cheap, and all we are one button press away from fucking annihilation.
Wow, that's a good T-shirt.
That's a hell of a T-shirt. I want a happy face.
We might have to edit that one out so that we can make the T-shirt.
Definitely. You get what I'm saying? Like
one button
so
away.
Serious.
Right.
Like really, because
makes me think of that Nas song, Life's a Bitch.
Oh, and then you die. Let's go. Oof. In case you don't understand internet, my man Fay Uno.
I'm old.
He's a heavy old school MC / B boy / hip hopper historian. We was vibing, we was freestyling in the whip every single time we get to the Tony Toka, a.k.a. Tony Touch versus So Hard
Big
Body.
Big ups to Tony Touch.
Yeah. So, that's how you feel?
Yeah, that shit was crazy, that announcement.
That freaked you out, right?
It freaked me out.
Okay. And it was over. Like,
I thought all these people in Hawaii were going to be gone.
Oh, fuck.
And then I thought, who the fuck is going to be next? So imagine.
Okay.
And then it was a fucking accident, a mistake, and it's like, what? That's not even funny.
Damn.
You know, and I understand that the guy made a mistake. I don't know how it happened, how he just pushed the wrong button, but still, damn.
He had a long night, B. That's what happened.
Yeah, it's like when I'm going to say some fucked up shit.
Go, let's go.
It's like, what's that shit. What's the guy from Family Feud? What's his name?
Richard Dawson?
No, I literally know.
Yeah. No, hold on.
From the Apollo, what's his name?
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey declared the wrong thing.
Exactly.
What's him called? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. That was a mistake. Hold on a second.
Oh my,
imagine how that shit
felt. Like, yo, it wasn't your country we were going to blow up.
Right.
It was somebody else's country.
Right.
Damn.
Those mistakes are painful.
So do you feel like all we are a thumbtack on the globe or what?
Yo.
I mean, because look, I'm going to give a little background kind of on Fay Uno. Mm. Fay Uno is my brother. I've known him for like almost 20 years, baby.
Yeah, it's been.
Right?
It's been a long time.
That doomsday belief, you took that with you when you went abroad. And when I say that, I'm just keeping it light. But you felt that the end of the world
was coming. At one point in my life, I was into some crazy beliefs.
But it ain't crazy. It's not crazy, brother. It's not. When you told me that the devil had musical flutes and different things, that shit was bugged.
That was crazy.
All right? But here's the thing. 9/11 happened.
It did.
Right? And we had, unfortunately, a lot of people lost.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it sparked another war. And it led up to where we're at.
Right.
We gave up all our security to make sure that the government, Big Brother, took care of all of that stuff. So I take all that stuff I take it to the chest, right? Because I don't want anybody to feel like we didn't address anybody.
Right.
That suffered or had some kind of pain.
Mm.
Damn it, I lost my vibe real quick.
No. You were talking about 9/11.
Right. So here we are. You got into a particular space.
Yeah.
In time. And it took you to a different country to avoid all of the things that were happening, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to keep it real short, incidents, because my man was universal. You know, this is what fate does. He's a universal guy. You went, you moved your family to another place.
Yeah, to the mountains.
To the mountains.
Yeah.
Because
I believed at the time that the world was coming to an end.
Right.
And that I needed to look out for my family and provide for them.
Okay.
While the world was going crazy.
Dig that.
So I think there's a lot of people that live like this still to this day, where they move into rural areas and then
they got shelters.
They got shelters.
They got 20 years of water.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah. 20 years worth of food. Absolutely. Or whatever. You know, canned food, and they have strategies for different things, different plans. I don't remember what they're called.
But no, whatchamacallit.
The doomsday.
The preppers.
The preppers, right.
The preppers.
So that's what kind of like what I was doing.
Right.
I was prepping for some shit. So.
But you was advanced. You was advanced because you did it based off of the knowledge and research that you did before 9/11.
Right. This was even before 9/11. Right. I already was preparing for this. 9/11 happened, and it took me still years before I was able to go to the mountains.
Right.
It took me about 5-6 years after 9/11.
Right.
Then I moved to the mountains.
But Faye, listen.
But then I realized, what the fuck am I doing?
Okay.
You know?
You were waiting for the puff cloud.
I was living in fear, you know? And I realized that I was living... for this event to happen every single day.
Okay.
Which it was.
You got something in there?
What's that?
A little sip. You got a sip. Look at a little sip.
There ain't nothing in there.
Are you right?
No. It was water. So, it was living in fear. And I got tired of it.
But
I got tired of living in fear and living for this day that was... It was one day event. Yeah, right, it was like
everybody, you know, everybody was going to shit from like six right, to like right. six in the afternoon to nine in the afternoon.
Right.
Everybody was going to shit, and you wanted to be.
I want
to
be prepared,
of course,
for that. But it was like, you know, I got tired of it. It wasn't healthy. I didn't think it was healthy.
Right.
You know. So now, you know, I no longer practice that, but. I don't know why we brought this up, but...
No. The reason why we bring this up, because we're sitting in a day of age where...
We're talking about Hawaii.
Right. Yeah. Because let's just keep it funky. Nuclear death is like a button away.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that's some scary shit.
The president is saying...
Oh, and the one that has access to the buttons is this scary shit.
This motherfucker is literally saying, I got a bigger button than you.
Right.
And I will blow your little dick ass up, China man. Right? And then I say fucked up like that, little Korean man, because he doesn't respect anybody. He don't care about anybody.
Right.
He cares about himself.
Well, this is full circle, which brings me back
to the
beginning when we started the show. You were asking me, what do I think about these predators?
Oh, it is.
And you know what? Predators are not only people that go after little children.
Okay.
I think there's all kinds of predators.
Let's talk about how many presidents do you know that we've had since you've been around? Because we're almost about the same age that have been predators. Fuck.
I got to say this. I don't think Barack Obama was a predator.
Okay.
I just got to say that.
Michelle Obama had his ass checked. God bless that black woman.
I'm telling you.
Respect to her, right?
Respect to the Obamas.
Absolutely. But it went to shit after that, though.
Well, right now we got some other shit going on.
Well, the first lady is Russian, a striptease Russian. I'm not respecting that bitch. I'm giving dollars to Hash.
Yo, because
I'm going for.
We might have to edit that part.
It might be edited. That's fine. My money ain't good enough for you anyway, because I'm Mexican, bitch. Build your wall against me and suck my balls. Not even. I want Donald Trump to suck my balls. If Donald Trump was a hermaphrodite, I don't want him to suck my balls. But talking that reckless shit about building a wall, and he said he was going to make it see-through. How do you build a see-through wall? For what? So poor people could see what the fuck they missing? They're not missing anything. It's fucking, it's clear. It's fucking bushes and sand.
It's not getting built.
It's not getting built. Talk to the father. Like, I get it.
I haven't seen anything. I haven't heard anything.
Like, who's building it?
Have you heard anything?
Like, they're not footing the bill. Mexico said, fuck you, white people. We not footing the bill. And I get it. I get, but this is the thing. This is the thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm of Latin descent. You're of Latin descent. Yeah. Puerto Rico got fucked over with this hurricane. They made y'all feel like they was like you was my third world country, because I come from El Salvador and I'm New York bred. And how do you okay that in a time where most people, if not two thirds of the country, if not more, are immigrants? How do you say that?
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's definitely not diplomatic, in my opinion, so...
Well, I mean, you know. What's diplomacy got to do with it, baby?
Well, the guy is just... to me, he's reckless. And I agree when people say that he's a narcissist. I would say, yeah, I believe our current president's a narcissist. Yeah, I said it. I believe he's not just a narcissist, though. I think he's also, you know, a sociopath.
Let's talk about that, and to me
that's about it.
But okay, when you say that he's a sociopath, right?
That's my opinion.
No, and I dig that and I respect that. Look, internet, you gotta respect Feun's opinion, because somebody in the world might have the same opinion. But listen, he's Oprah interviewed him many years ago, and she asked him, are you gonna ever go for presidency? No, I'm not going to touch that lane. I'm going to leave that to them other fuckers. And all of a sudden, here we are, like 30 years later, this fucking guy's running the country.
Not only that, he kept saying, you know, if the government ever gets shut down, that's the precedent.
Oh, shit.
That will be the precedent.
Oh, well, speak on that.
Horrible precedent.
I'm sorry, when did that happen?
A horrible precedent.
To all my
he said that my shit, military. The next thing you know, the government shut down, and he's the fucking president.
All right.
You know,
so what we have with that? Hey, you want to talk to me?
I never said that.
Never said that. So it comes down to hypocrisy.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's delusional. You know what I mean? And even if he's not delusional, he's just...
He's full of shit.
He's a pathological liar.
He's a fucking cocksucker. You know what I mean? No, it's not. I get that. He's a pathological cocksucker. And he needs to keep fucking sucking cock and drinking his Diet Cokes and his McDonald's hamburgers. This man is eating fucking like 47... cheeseburgers a day or something.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Did you hear about the creator of The Simpsons?
Oh, Matt, what's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This guy, like, predicted all kinds of shit.
That guy's a prophet.
What the fuck
He's
is
a
up
prophet.
With that?
Yo, let's let me talk tell you about something. That. Okay, let's talk about that
what's
for a second.
What's up with that? You know a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Sure.
One afternoon, many years ago, I'm sitting at my dinner table watching The Simpsons, and they start talking profane, like, and I don't mean profane in a bad way. He says, well, maybe the world's gonna come to an end, let them all watch. And I looked to my fiance at the time, and I said, did you really hear that? She said, I heard that. This guy's fucked. He's a Mason. So if you believe in conspiracy theories, right, which you're familiar with.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
He's of a higher caliber Mason. So anything that the Simpsons have said have pretty much come through.
That shit has happened.
So what are we really saying right now, Fate? That this fucking guy predicted the future? Is he the new Nostradamus? Is The Simpsons the new Nostradamus cartoon?
Imagine that
the comic
shit.
Strip.
Yeah, you gotta watch the fucking cartoon.
Yo,
Nostradamus
had a cartoon strip, and he called it The Simpsons, and they made it pop. What happened?
Word.
Where the fuck did we word? Where did we fail at, my guy? God damn.
You feeling Gucci, son?
Oh, you Gucci? I'm feeling Wally, brother.
Yeah.
I'm Swayze with that.
Yeah.
I'm Swayze because I'm Ghost.
Yo. Yo. We would never win tonight.
Listen, internet, we're regular people making it happen. But I tell you what, the message is so strong that you have to listen between the bars to touch your soul. Because, understand something, we got together to make this show happen, but we've been, and we did the research before everybody did.
Mm.
Did we not?
Yeah, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, That's comfortable. We swanky with it. Like,
we swanky.
Swanky with it. But it's true, though. It's true. Mm. You've been through experiences. You moved out of the country because you thought the world was coming to an end.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing research since 9/11. I was going to give my soul to the U.S. government so I could walk like Pat Tillman and somebody could shoot me from far range for this country.
Okay.
Because of a belief.
Right.
That's the whole thing. When you catch that and you grasp that belief, it becomes bigger than you.
Yeah.
They gave Pat Tillman a statue.
Hmm.
Is he worth a statue? He's worth more than that. Because he gave up his career as a football player to become a U.S. Ranger or an Army Ranger or something. Listen, right. If I got it wrong, internet, don't fucking quote me. And they fucking killed him. Why? Because of human error.
Damn.
You got what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
It was a human error. So what are we really saying right now? What are we talking about, Faye?
Well, I think what you're saying is everybody listening needs to believe in themselves.
Of course.
And they need to be true to themselves.
Isn't that always?
Not always, not for everybody.
It's not always for
not some everybody's people. not everybody being true.
But why do you think that happens, though?
You know, I think.
Do they want to fit in?
No, I think for many different reasons. I believe that everybody has something called self-esteem.
Okay.
And depending on your level of self-esteem and how much you love yourself in a healthy, I'm not talking conceit. I'm talking about really, truly caring about yourself in a healthy way. Not to the point where you are conceited, not to the point where you're a narcissist.
Okay.
It's just a healthy appreciation and love, self-love, you know?
Okay.
Genuine self-love. And I think when you don't understand the value of you, your self-worth.
Okay.
You know, no amount of money can, you know, you can't put a price on your mind, on your abilities.
Well, you could definitely put a price on something.
No, what I mean is, you know, if you were to ask me how much for your brain.
Okay.
You know, and I will stop existing, or how much for your mind, and then I'm no longer me. I couldn't, no, I want my health, my life. I don't want to give it to you, you know.
Why don't you want to give it to me, though? I'm going to make it worth your while. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna make you that guy, baby. You just got to give me what you got to give.
Yo, there's the show. Internet, you got to watch this.
Internet.
Yo.
What are we talking about?
This show right here is called, I think it's called Black Mirror. Yo, we got
fire?
You got to peep that shit right
Yo,
there.
Well, how can we reach that? How can we get
Black Mirror on Netflix? Netflix not a sponsor yet. But
oh,
maybe,
Netflix need to come knocking at
maybe
us. Not for the impolitically correct. So we can always clean that up. It's about cleaning things up.
Yeah.
It's about
Black Mirror, bro. That show is fucking.
It's fire.
It's about technology and how technology is becoming. Could hurt humanity or help humanity. I don't know. It's some.
But
it always has a twist in it.
I got a twist for you.
Go ahead.
We love porn. right?
Okay.
Me, you and I, I'm a fan of porn.
Yeah, I got mixed feelings about porn.
You got mixed feelings about that?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, how do you feel about the new dolls that they're releasing that are lifelike? They got a whole lot of ass and okay. some titty.
Yeah.
So, they're making them, I guess, some more to what humans like.
Well, here's the thing. I heard about a guy in, I think he's Chinese, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, you know, he...
He's Australian, by the way, because I know him.
Oh, really?
I know him.
He has his doll. He takes pictures with her. He takes her out, you know, on outings.
Okay.
It's like his relationship with the doll.
Right, right.
He
it's
takes
true.
Pictures with her, and he bathes with her, you know, and it, to him, it's a real relationship with a
right.
thing.
Yeah.
That has no soul.
And adamant... Inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a mental illness.
Let me ask you this.
I'm sorry. I do.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
My opinion. Internet.
It's okay. Faye Uno in the building talking about S's opinion. But it's becoming the new thing. Did you hear about the guy and three dudes in Australia ran a train, a gangbang on one of the dolls? And they all ended up with AIDS.
What the fuck?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
they gangbanged a dog.
They gangbanged the dog, brother. I'm sorry. I guess some guys get more pussy than others, or less pussy than others. I don't even know.
This is a fucking dog.
It's a dog.
What is up with these people?
But the pussy feels real. I mean,
nah.
Like, I can't call it. I'm just telling you, like, how bugged out is that? What do you say to that, brother?
I say it's stupid. I think that's the problem with our society today. Right. We lack human connection.
Is that what it is?
And I think people are afraid to connect, you know.
Rejection? Is it rejection or what?
I don't know if it's rejection. I think we are losing our human skills.
Okay,
you know,
our basic communication skills.
Now okay. we look at life through a screen.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at life through a screen. How many likes? That's an episode on the show.
Listen, talked about yeah. it. I told you, if I post something on Instagram yeah. and my shit don't get 130 views, I'm upset.
That's
we
an
talked
we
about
We got to watch that episode.
That's a dysfunction,
this.
I promise no. you. I'm willing
it's
to do
insane.
It.
It's insane. But what I'm... Shoot, I lost my train.
No,
right
no, you're good, you're good. We're talking about this fun. We're talking about the approval that we're getting online. So human...
Human basic skills
yes.
of saying hello to a human. Like, you know, like, get off your phone, motherfucker.
You right?
You know, like, that
no,
type
that's
of
a
shit.
Factual
you know
thing.
What I mean? Like, you're trying
Absolutely.
To talk to people, and you're looking at on Facebook.
Absolutely.
You're looking on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And it's like... Yo, I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't have a conversation with people anymore without having eye contact.
Absolutely.
People don't have eye contact. You sit at a restaurant.
Okay.
Internets, do this experiment.
Internets, you hear this? Fate Uno's about to give you a challenge. The Fate Uno challenge.
The Fate Uno
There's all
challenge.
There's kind of challenges, brother.
There we go.
Listen, we're going to have to figure that out. Is it yeah. Fate 1 or Fate Uno?
Fate Uno, Fate Uno.
Fate Uno.
Yeah.
Let's go with the challenge, baby.
Fate Uno challenge. So the challenge is sit at a restaurant
Let's
and
go.
Just people watch.
What's the hashtag?
Just people watch.
There's
that's it. We'll call it.
Uno.
We'll call it Fate Uno. People watch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All
we'll
right.
Do, we'll
no,
do.
No,
it like
you gotta
that.
Get it together. You gotta get it together because this is a monumental thing. This is
All
really
right.
gonna happen.
All right.
Like we're really gonna want people to sit and
yeah.
and just. One snapshot of what they're doing.
Right.
But it has to
but,
be how we
Yeah,
say.
Just watch couples and watch how they interact.
Okay.
And watch how many of them, you know, will not have... If you can catch a couple that won't touch their phone while they're sitting together, that's a freaking miracle, you know, nowadays.
Yeah?
I think people are addicted to this technology that they can't stop. They can't put their phone down.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Damn. But why? Where does that come from? Is that something that's embedded in us?
Because
no. look, I'll tell you like this. The guys that are our age, if they're lacking that kind of substance, that means they've spent their whole life pissing it away.
Mm.
For what? if you're a new age person, then it's the thing to do, right? So where do we land on that? You get what I'm saying? I don't understand if you understand my question.
No, I'm not there.
I shake that off. Okay, look. Woo! So what I'm basically asking you is the challenge that you're giving to somebody.
Yeah, Fate Uno challenge, hashtag.
Oh, get it. Is what do you want them to do?
Just sit at a restaurant and watch. Just people watch. That's the Fate Uno challenge right now.
All right.
Just people watch and watch how many people are addicted to their devices. They can't put it down.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know what I always thought was awkward was when a couple is sitting and they're both on their phone talking to someone else and they're not talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting in front of each other, but they're on the phone talking to someone else.
That's fucked.
And 5 minutes go by and you're like, they're still on the phone. They're not talking. They're not, they're not connecting with each other.
Right.
And they're sitting there to eat together.
Yeah, no, but they're on the phone. They're on a date.
But they're on the phone.
Okay.
You know? And or the girl is sitting there looking at the guy and the guy is on the phone.
On his phone.
And he won't make eye contact with her.
He won't budge. He won't do it.
He won't do it.
Okay.
He won't put it down.
Okay. That's deep.
Human connection.
Human
connection is missing.
But okay. It's happening. It's crumbling under our feet faster than we can do it.
And I don't think we've lost control. I think people
Skynet?
Are
Skynet. Skynet. You know what Skynet is? Like in Terminator 2 with the fucking
right. Skynet. Yes. Okay. We lost control
over
it.
We're fucked.
We're pretty much fucked when it comes to technology. You gotta fight this shit. It's an addiction.
All right, dig that. Well, listen, you know, Facebook had to cut their robots off.
No kidding.
They had to cut their robots off because they made their own language.
Shit.
And it got too complex. The humans couldn't understand it, so Facebook had to cut it. Can we say that? That's it's meant to go that way. It has to happen. The Matrix, the robots took over. The Terminator, the robots took over. Is it meant to go that way?
Yeah, I hope not.
Because essentially, no matter what profit we are, profits we are, at the end of the day, we're gonna lose because of the bigger picture.
Hmm. Big ups to Prophets of Rage.
Oh,
you heard of them?
Nah, I haven't, but I'm trying to fuck with them.
That's Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, so I'm still fucking with Rage.
Chuck, I think it's Chuck D, right, from
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy.
Deadass. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay.
Who else is in there? Insane in the Membrane. What's that?
Be Real.
Be Real is in there.
These guys are iconic.
Prophets of Rage.
They're iconic.
And I think they got together because of the political situation right before Trump. They were going for, I believe, you know, either for Hillary or the other guy.
They were going against...
Against
They
Trump.
Were going against the against, machine. They were going yeah. against the machine.
Exactly.
Essentially, because... What happened with that, man, it was so crazy that I guess it was a preference thing. I mean, did you go out to vote? Like,
yeah, I went.
You went to vote.
I went. I voted.
And I mean,
I'm not gonna say who I voted. No,
I don't. It doesn't even matter. We already know what happened. We already know what happened. But it makes you stop and think. Like, okay, you think you're making you're making a difference, but then when you see the guy that you voted for or you didn't vote for, and he's out there pissing, having a pissing contest, saying that his dick is bigger than the other guy's, what do you say to that? That's disheartening.
That's
disheartening. That alone makes me feel bad for the American citizen.
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, you can only do what you can control.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Take that.
At the end of the day, he's in power right now. He's in government. And there's really pretty much nothing we can do at the present moment except for what we can do. And that's what we got to focus on. Focus on what you can control.
Okay.
You know? And that's what I think Prophets of Rage is doing. They're like, yeah, right, he's in power now, but we need to prepare the people so that we can make a change as a nation and get sick of all this shit.
But are we not sick of it already?
Oh, I'm
we've been
done.
Sick of it. We've been.
I
sick
think
of
their
it.
Own party's sick of it. Everybody, you
we've
know?
Been sick of it since Kennedy died. Because okay. essentially, the politics of WWF. Everybody hates everybody, but behind the scenes, they're all drinking fucking Bud Light and Miller Light, talking about, yo, I love that shit you did up that turnbuckle thing. You bring them buildings down. I loved every minute of it, bruh. So we're going to wind it down, and this is the first of many episodes
yo.
Of the Gentleman's Club, and I had the privilege and the honor to do it with my brother Faye Uno, because we go back like full fast on a Cadillac, and I just want to thank everybody for joining us. And it's going to be a little bit of everything in our everyday life.
Yeah.
And Faye Uno, I want to thank you, brother, for coming through. Like, you came to my spot to make sure that the show was happening, brother.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out everybody that we've lost. I want to shout out everybody that believes in the truth, whatever your truth is, to make betterment of human life.
Yes.
Because we're all one. We all breathe and bleed the same.
Yeah.
I'll never get that fucked up.
We're all to evolve. All
right. That's what it is.
Right here.
Speak on it. So it's Kick 718. It's my man Faye Uno in the building. We're fucking out of here, yo. Thank you for your time. Let's go.